today we are going to have an introduction to him, and probably we're going to know more about his story, maybe why he became who he is, or we're going to see some of his villainy business. Unfortunately, he's not going to be played by Heath Ledger, who was so amazing in The Dark Knight, because he's not longer with us, right? But his role is going to be taken, I wrote down the name because I wasn't sure how to pronounce it, it is Joaquin Phoenix. Sorry if I said it wrong, but I just recently saw him in Gladiator and he was playing Commodus. His performance was so believable, you know, you look and you see actual villain, and it gave me creeps, you know. So I'm pretty sure that he's going to do an amazing job in Joker as well, and I think he's perfect for this role. I also noticed that in the movie there is going to be Zazie Beetz, who I saw in Deadpool 2. Not gonna say recently, I think it's already been a few months since I saw that, but she was so much charming. And last but not least, the actor who I know is going to be here is Robert De Niro, who of course is crush for everyone, and he was playing Jimmy in Goodfellas, and I just saw him. So I'm very excited because the cast is amazing. I think the storyline is also going to be quite interesting, and we're going to know more about DC Universe, about the Joker character, and I can't wait to watch.
Somebody dies or comes down with typhoid fever,
but I think to look at it, it's terrible.
Okay, he is miserably sad. Look at his eyes. Okay, there is a tear, and he's putting a clown makeup. This is so tense already. Oh, this is him. Everything must go. Well, I would say that he's doing quite a great job. I mean, I just saw him crying, but he looks pretty happy here. Oh, what the hell? What the hell? Oh my gosh, and it's so impossible to run in shoes like that. Why are we doing that to him? What the hell? You see, he's not even, you know, trying to defend himself. He's just like... You know what? Even kids do not respect him. Oh, this is going to be a hard movie to watch, right? I feel so sorry for him. Okay, I know that he might be laughing, but... It's like hysterical cry or something. Like, look, his eyes are so sad. I know that I cannot even fully see them, but from what I see... Like, love is literally physically killing him.
Is it just me? Or is it getting crazier out there?
Last time, I asked you to bring your journal with you.
Oh, he's nervous. He doesn't want to show. He didn't bring it.
But also as a joke diary?
Joke diary, okay.
Funny thoughts or pursuing a career in stand-up comedy.
Okay. Okay, the journal looks quite disturbing, to be honest. Just stupid.
I just hope my death makes more sense than my life.
Okay...
Does it help to have someone to talk to?
Well, I'm not sure, you know?
I think I felt better when I was locked up in the hospital.
Why you were locked up?
Oh, shit. Observation room. You know, he's so sad inside. There's so much darkness and sadness, but he's still working as a clown, you know? Oh, he's just like, you're sad. Peekaboo. He's such a nice person, you know?
Would you please stop bothering my kid?
I wasn't bothering.
Just stop.
Well, you know what? Kid looked at him first. But you know, his intentions were really great from the beginning. It's just the world is terribly mean to him, you know. Forgive my laughter, I have condition, more in the back. It's a medical condition causing sudden, frequent, uncontrollable laughter that doesn't match how you feel. It can happen in people with a brain injury. She didn't give him a card back though. He might need it, you know.
Authorities are saying the city is under siege by scores of rats.
Thomas Wayne, well.
Thomas Wayne.
He's the only one who could save the city.
Well, there's also his son, you know. Mm-hmm. Is it like, tonight show kind of stuff?
The mayor said he has a solution.
Okay, which one?
Super cats.
Yeah, that sounds like government solving problems.
Hey, Bobby, will you put the lights on? Who is that?
Oh.
Arthur.
Arthur.
My name's Arthur. I live right here in the city with my mother.
I take good care of my mother.
Look how he liked the applause.
She says I was put here to spread joy and laughter.
This is very sweet, yes.
For that, you gotta come down.
Aww, he's like, no, I'm not gonna go. He's actually on the stage of this show. Okay, this is, and the whole audience is cheering. Well, that's pretty cool.
That stuff, I'd give it all up in a heartbeat to have a kid like you.
Okay, is he imagining it? Oh, I think he is, right? He actually imagined all of that. Okay, this is sad. And he is skinny and all beaten up. And it's just, he's unhealthy skinny, you know?
Hey, Randall, hey, what's up?
Another day in Chuckletown.
It was just a bunch of kids. I should have left it alone.
You gotta protect yourself out there.
A gun? He's giving him a gun? But I mean, he's not going to shoot kids, right?
Do you people call it miniature golf, or is it just golf to you?
Okay, this is just mean. Look, he was laughing and he just stopped. I thought it sounded fake, but it's just...
The guy said you disappeared. Never even returned a sign.
Are you serious?
I got jumped. Didn't you hear? Why would I keep his...
Exactly.
I gotta take it out of your paycheck.
You know what? He is not responsible for...
Listen, I'm trying to help you.
What people did to him, you know, kids. Shit, is he going to kill him now? Look, this is like what's happening to his face right now, what he's feeling. Okay, all his aggression. After the mother on the bus, I don't think he's going to do anything, right?
This building is so awful, isn't it?
It's blank. Did y'all ask him when I did it?
Hey!
Okay, he did it very realistically, you know? But she looks like a quite nice lady.
Mom, why are these letters so important to you? 30 years ago?
Thomas Vane?
Why would he help us?
If he saw this place, it would make him sick.
She has such a strong love in Thomas Vane, you know?
Don't you have to be funny to be a comedian?
Okay, this is pretty mean, you know? I mean, if she's mom, she's supposed to believe in him, right? Like, you go get it, son. Look, there is a medication and a gun on the table. This is clearly not a good sign, you know.
Hey, Arthur. You're a really good dancer. Him.
Oh, shit! I just wanted to say, like, you know, this conversation, like, hey, Dasha, you're a really good dancer. That's what I have here sometimes. Well, be careful, you know. I mean, you just shot a gun in your own apartment. But he is definitely following her, and I would be so scared if I noticed.
I'm a professor at a prestigious New England university.
Look, he's not laughing where other people laugh.
It's money. Something I'll address once I...
And here he looked, everyone laughed, so he laughed. Eye contact always make funny mental illness. You know, like, he was there, and he was just like... checking how our people would react as well, right? I mean, he was laughing at the moments which are not funny. It's like he doesn't really get humor, but he was laughing at our moments. No, it's like he's an alien who tries to be human, and he like absorbs how our people react, and he would do the same. You to be, people expect you to be as if you don't. Oh, the worst part about having a mental illness is... Okay, I see. I missed the first part.
Were you following me today?
Oh, okay, well, she's not dumb.
I was hoping you'd come in and rob the place.
I have a gun. Mm-hmm. I'll come by tomorrow.
Oh. You know what? After a man have been, like, following her the whole day, she's like, oh, yeah, sure, I will come to her comedy show with you. He's in a hospital. Oh shit. He's like, shh, nothing happens.
Wait, please. I love this job.
Oh, we're getting him fired because of a gun?
Shit, yeah. What kind of clown carries a fucking gun?
Yeah, to kids hospital.
Randall told
you
that?
Fuck up, Arthur.
Well, but you know what? I mean, bringing gun to kids hospital, that's kind of... Oh shit! A little bit over the top.
Ryan, am I crazy?
You want some french fries?
Oh, drunk assholes.
Hello?
She's like, please help. What the hell are you doing? Oh my gosh. You know, guys like me piss me off so much. Because, wait, like, the guys like that actually, like, happen to be everywhere. His uncontrollable laughter.
Send in the clown.
Okay, judging by the music, I don't think something good is going to happen.
They tell us what's so fucking funny.
I have a condition.
What the hell? What are you doing? You know, people are just like free on one. Shit! Are you freaking serious? It feels like the world is just so unfair to him, you know. He got used to beating so much already. I hate that. Oh, hell. What the hell? He just killed two of them. I don't know how to react here, you know. I mean, it's not worth killing. Okay, you know what? After self-defense, he actually got to the murder. Because if before he was defending himself, right? Now he's literally pursuing the guy to kill. So this is how fast he turned, you know. The ears, like, because of a gun noise. Okay, I can recognize Gotham City here. Look, it looks so like... Okay, it looks like it's the first time when he defended himself. He's dancing? I wonder if he's feeling safe now. I'm not going to be judging from, you know, the perspective of what is good or bad. We all understand that it's bad. But from his perspective, how does he feel? Powerful? Confident? This is very interesting way of dancing. It's like nothing exists except him now, right? Okay, yes, he's definitely more confident. I can see that now. Oh, wow. Oh, he's that confident? Oh, and apparently it works. Well...
Either way, I think it's good for business. They got clowns in front of every newspaper.
Don't forget to check out my Patreon for this exclusives. And now back to movie.
Is that part of your new act, Arthur? If your dancing doesn't do the trick, you're just gonna shoot yourself?
It was his gun.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
I still owe you for that.
Oh, well.
Talking out of your ass, Art.
Oh, well, I mean, it was your gun.
I forgot to punch out.
Well, he does have some anger issues. Don't smile. But okay, he looks happier. You know what? This is me leaving my old job.
Happy look, Thomas Wayne's on TV.
Because all three were for Wayne Investments. I didn't know any of them personally.
Maybe it's for the best because whoever assholes.
Are taking the side of the killer. Yes, and it's a shame.
Oh, whoa.
Gotham has lost its way.
So people actually like that?
What kind of coward would do something that cold-blooded? Someone who hides behind a mask.
It actually wasn't about from envy, you know.
Made something of our lives. We'll always look at those who haven't. It's nothing but clowns.
Okay, it scares me how skinny he is, you know? It's not healthy at all. But we all know that he's not a healthy person, but still, it just freaks me out.
It was like nobody ever saw me.
And now he's on all TVs?
Even I didn't know if I really existed. You don't listen, do you?
Well, it's her job to do.
You just ask the same questions every week.
He's confronting her now, look at that.
But you don't listen. Anyway, I didn't know if I even really existed.
He definitely is much more brave now.
People are starting to notice.
We're closing down our offices next week.
Yeah, she doesn't listen.
This is the last time we'll be meeting.
It doesn't seem like it's helping him, you know.
They really don't give a shit about people like me either.
How am I supposed to get my medication now?
I'm sorry, Arthur.
No more medication? But I mean, he's sick, no?
That's my time. Thank you very much, guys.
Oh, he's actually going on the stage?
Always told that his purpose in life was to bring laughter and joy.
Okay, this is some, you know, okay.
Please help me welcome Arthur Fleck, y'all.
Yo. Okay, I have a feeling that it's going to be a little bit awkward. But look, he's all happy to be there.
Hello, it's good to be here.
He cannot stop it, right? He cannot stop it. Oh, this is not going to be a good one. I feel so bad for him here.
I'm gonna be a comedian.
Oh, she's there. She came.
I was just thinking the other day.
Okay, we actually laugh. All right. Well, that's great. City mourns. Oh, it's about the killer clown on the loose.
You believe that shit?
Girl, I have some clown vigilante.
I think the guy that did it is a hero. A million more to go.
Maybe they are great for each other then? And she's laughing at him. She does really find him funny.
And animal expert Hugh Little.
Go to bed.
You smell like clown.
Isn't she not going to ask who the date was with? Dearest Thomas, I will die soon. I realize this might open me up to ridicule, but I need your help. Your son and I need your help. Your son? Joker is Thomas's son? This cannot be.
You're gonna kill me. You're gonna give me a heart attack!
What is going on?
He's an extraordinary man, Happy.
And I could never tell anyone, but Thomas and me...
He is Batman's brother? This is twisted. This is not suspicious at all. Oh! Okay, honestly, if I would see that, I would freak out. Well, he does know some tricks. This little kid is Bruce, I suppose, right? Judging by the huge house on the background.
I'm Bruce.
Yes, 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 I thought so. Okay, what is he doing? I see his hands on the little boy's neck, you know. Okay, this is just creepy.
It's magic.
Do I need to call the police?
Penny Fleck.
You're her son.
Yeah.
So is it true?
Your mother was delusional. She was a sick woman.
Don't.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, they might be covering it up, but I wouldn't think so, right? I mean... Okay, well, at least he didn't kill him, you know, because we know that he has a gun and he is quite impulsive on his decisions.
What happened?
He could probably help us outside. We don't know what happened yet.
Okay, everything goes to shit. He gets fired. His mom is in the hospital. There is something weird and I don't fully understand about Thomas Lane and him and his mother. And plus, we know how attached he is to his mother, right? She is one of the only people who is always there for him.
We had a few questions for you, but you weren't home.
Is that why she had like a heart attack or something?
Did you do this?
What? No.
We just asked her some questions.
And well, now she's in the hospital, you know?
They're about the subway killings that happened last week. You've heard about them, right?
Are they on to him?
I'm a party clown.
All right, so why were you fired?
They said I wasn't funny enough.
Your boss also gave us one of your cards.
This condition of yours, laughing, is it real?
No, I'm just faking, you know? Are you serious? Who would do that? Oh, she's with him in a hospital. But the police is like, oh, well, you didn't have a gun? Oh, okay. Not like really detectives, you know?
We got this videotape from Pogo's Comedy Club right here in Gotham. Check out this joke.
Joker, he called him Joker.
Okay.
I hate it.
They are showing him on the TV. Well, this is big, I would say.
You should have listened to your mother.
He's making fun of him.
Well, no one's laughing now.
Well, I actually think that this joke is pretty good. Right? I mean, this isn't bad. But the fact that he's making fun of him right there, this is kind of mean. Well, I know Gotham, I think it would build him for quite some time already, not just a few weeks.
The rich! Thomas Wayne! That's what this whole thing is!
They all really like...
Today, he offered little in the way of an apology.
That is why I'm running. They may not realize it.
You know, all these, like, bullshit promises you hear... Every time when there is an election. We are clowns. Kill the rich. Fuck Wayne. Look, people are fighting police. This is definitely like, it's called riots. Maybe not. But definitely like a rebellion. This looks quite rich and expensive for theater, to be honest. You know what I saw on internet? That if you wear like this, you know, yellow jacket or like yellow-green jackets that construction workers or like people who repair stuff wear, when you can get any there because people are not going to ask you questions. So apparently this one works as well.
Do you want an autograph or something?
I've never seen man washroom inside, you know that.
Penny Fleck is my mother.
You're the guy that came to my house yesterday.
Yes, and almost killed the guy.
Look, pal, I'm not your father.
He's not?
Because you were adopted, and I never slept with your mother.
He's adopted?
I wasn't adopted.
She never told you.
She adopted him?
Committed to Arkham State Hospital when you were just a little boy.
What?
Why are you saying this?
What? He's adopted and she was in the hospital, so she was delusional?
What is it with you people? You say that stuff to my mother?
He does not really look like a sane person either.
You think this is funny?
Like mother, like son, but he's adopted. He's not... Well, I mean...
Touch my son again, I'll fucking kill you.
Okay, so for the son. I see. This is for the son.
Hello, Mr. Fleck. This is Detective Garrett.
What is he doing? What is the point of all of that? Does he want to go inside? He does want to go inside. This, I don't know what to say. Does he want to just like shut the world? And just be in like closed space? Just alone?
Mary wants me on the Mary Franklin show.
But you know, it's kind of like a big deal, right?
Maybe do some of your act.
I mean, he easily can become big star, right?
How does someone wind up in here?
Some are just crazy, pose dangers to themselves and others.
I thought it was gonna bother me, but it really hasn't.
And done some bad shit.
Hey, listen, man, I'm just an administrative assistant.
Yeah, like, you know, office? Yeah,
I don't know what to tell you.
If you're gonna...
But you should see somebody.
This I can tell you for sure.
Was found guilty of endangering the welfare of her own child. You said she's your mother?
Oh, fuck.
But I can't let this go without her signature, okay?
Yeah, I don't think you should just give out medical records, you know. Oh, fuck!
You adopted him. We have all the paperwork right here. One of your boyfriends repeatedly abused.
No. No, 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 no.
Your son was found tied to a radiator.
Tied to a radiator?
Nourished with multiple bruises across his body and severe trauma to his head.
She broke him. She fucking broke him, you know. I misjudged her. I really, really misjudged her, to be honest.
Oh my God. What are you doing in here? You're in the wrong apartment.
She's not sure about his name?
Can I call someone? Is your mother home?
She is in the hospital and she was in the hospital with him. Oh, fuck! He imagined all of that! Like with the same with TV show! He imagined all of that! We were never together. We were never together. Shit! So, you know, oh, this must be so creepy for her. Coming in and, like, him in her apartment. Just sitting there and doing, like, all of that. It's, like, it's not cute anymore how it was in a hallway. It's now scary because it's, like, I'm going to kill you. Right? That's how I would interpret it. So all of that wasn't real, but he actually like built it to be so freaking real. Did she call police? I would.
I used to think that my life was a tragedy. It's a fucking comedy.
He's killing her. He's killing her now. This is his mother, but he's like, it's a fucking comedy. And then he just kills his mother. This is something deeply, deeply wrong in this movie, you know. But I know that this is just all of that is so freaking wrong. All of it. World has been so unfair since the beginning.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a lifelong dream of mine.
Okay, he's practicing for his next Thursday meeting.
Knock, knock.
Is this a joke? He wants to kill himself on TV? On a live TV? Okay, he's dyeing his hair green.
I'm gonna change that tune.
But, like, this is very happy dance, you know?
Let it get me down.
And he's putting a clown makeup, which soon is going to become Joker's makeup. He's even putting white paint on his tongue. Wait, okay, he got mad. I mean, he was before, but this is just, that's it.
Coming!
Oh, his colleagues, ex-colleagues.
Oh, hi, guys.
Well, what's with the makeup, then?
Celebrating.
I'm celebrating?
We heard. That's why we came by. I figured, yeah, you could use some cheering.
Oh my gosh, we're such good friends, you know.
The cops have been coming around the shop.
Okay, this is uncomfortable.
They talked to you, and now they're looking for me. And...
Oh, that's why he did not come for, you know... He didn't come to about, like, mother or anything. He just...
Thank you so much. I just want to...
Shit!
No!
Oh my gosh, this is too violent. This is too brutal.
No! Why would you do that?
Shit!
Do you watch the Murray Franklin show?
He's like, do you want to have a small chat?
It's fucking crazy, isn't it? Me on the telly. I'm not gonna hurt you.
How do you know? You know, I wouldn't be able to trust him. It was their friend. Maybe he was a shitty person, but still. He gave him a gun for protection, right? Which kind of, like, you could... Oh, he cannot get the door. He cannot get the door.
Oh, can you get a lock?
Gary?
No, look, he's closing the door. No, he's closing the door.
You were the only one that was ever nice to me.
That's why, please don't kill him. Please don't kill him, please.
Yeah.
Skedaddle? What does skedaddle mean? Like, go? I'm scared. Okay, he's full Joker now. All right. Okay, I have two thoughts here. So first of all, he is extremely happy because I remember this scene on the stairs before, like in the beginning of the movie, and he was miserable, and now he's happy. But all this happiness comes from such dark moments, dark actions, and the other thing. That it's such a cool filming, to be honest. Look at that. I mean, the colors, the dance, how, like, the location, everything. It looks so awesome. But it's so awesome and it's so disturbing and so cool at the same time that I don't even know, like, if I'm afraid of that. Sorry. If I'm afraid of that or if I actually love it so much. I think both. Both, definitely. How did they even recognize it's Arthur, you know? I wouldn't. Overall, look, so many guys in masks. They're probably going to, like, the city hall, right? What we were talking about. Everyone is in masks. Everyone. So they are really patronizing him. Okay, people are on edge. Okay, he's wearing a mask. On top of his masks. Mask. Shit. Okay, this is just chaos. I would definitely, like, agree that he's an agent of chaos because we literally killed a person on a train. Oh, we are going to rip the police now. Are you freaking serious? But look, we're literally punching him. This is just
Mr. Franklin,
buddy.
Come on,
Gene. That's all bullshit.
Well, for him, he's Kumir.
I feel like I know you.
I mean, are you part of the protest? Or?
No, I am the protest.
Gene, it's gonna work. It's gonna work.
No, anything for views, right?
You go on right after Dr. Sally.
I love Dr. Sally. Can you introduce me as Joker? That's what you called me on the show.
Right, Joker.
A Joker.
So he's going to get introduced to whole world like Joker. He was, I forgot already, he's planning to kill himself, right? On a live TV. Oh, this show is definitely going to get views. Okay, music is so beautiful right now. Is he about to do his weird dance? Very slow one. Like.
So please welcome Joker.
Okay, Joker on live TV. This is very, very... this is what you not expect. Oh, well, talk about inappropriate, but she's not really like, you know, I mean...
Are you all right, Doctor? When we spoke earlier, you mentioned that this look is not a political statement. Is that right?
I'm just trying to make people laugh.
You've been working on any new material? You want to tell us a joke?
Oh, remember Knock Knock joke?
A book of jokes. Take your time. Got all night.
Knock, knock.
And you had to look that up?
Well, he didn't reach for the gun, you know.
It's the police, ma'am. Your son's been hit by a drunk driver. He's dead.
It's been a rough few weeks, Murray. Ever since I killed those three Wall Street guys.
He's saying that on live TV. He's admitting his guilt on live TV.
Okay, I'm waiting for the punchline.
It's not a joke.
It's like, okay, shut it down.
Well, let me get this straight. You think that killing those guys is funny?
And I'm tired of pretending it's not. You decide what's right or wrong.
Okay, so that's it. You're crazy. That's your defense for killing three young men?
I pass you every day and you don't notice me, but these guys...
You have a problem with Thomas Wayne.
Yeah, well, he does. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever actually leave the studio? Nobody thinks what it's like to be the other guy. To be somebody but themselves, they don't.
I mean, there's so much self-pity, Arthur. Not everybody, and I'll tell you this, not everyone is awful.
Playing my video.
Making fun of him.
Inviting me on the show.
To make fun of him again.
You just wanted to make fun of me.
To show him as a freak.
You're just like the rest of them. How about another joke, Mirage? When you cross a mentally ill loner and beat them like trash, you get what you fucking deserve!
What the fuck? What the fuck? Hell, oh shit.
And always remember, that's...
Okay, they caught it.
As Joker is currently...
Okay, they arrested him.
As you see, Gotham is burning.
Oh my gosh. Blackproof country. Look, we're at fire, so there are riots, right? For the ones who are patronizing Joker, ones who are against this, like, rich corporations, people.
Stop laughing, you freak, this isn't fun.
Can you imagine, because of one person's actions, the whole city went rogue.
Isn't it beautiful?
What the hell? People are celebrating. Look, everyone is wearing clown masks. Drivers are on his side as well, because it's like we're regular people, right? That's why we're actually saving, we're rescuing him, because for them, he's like a... Not like a god, I'm not gonna use this word, but he is the... crazy important picture to them. We actually freed him. Oh, this is Wayne's. Oh, shit. I know what's going to happen. I know we're going to get shot. So on the night. Shit. Oh my gosh. So you know what? On the night when Joker became Joker, the agent of chaos, right? The bad villain prince of Gotham, Batman became who he is, right? Bruce became Batman. Not like, I mean, he still had time to grow up. He needs to have time to grow up and become Batman. But the night Joker became who he is, his father died. So, you know, we're so tied up, like their lives, Bruce and Arthur's, are so tied up together. And he's like, you know, in applause and he's just... Oh, he's doing his smile. You know what? It's so disturbing, but I think he is truly happy now. Oh, is it like a mental institution?
Thank you for joking.
Okay, oh fuck, he killed their worker. That's life. That's... Movie actually, like, even though it was very disturbing, it was very dark and scary and tragic and sad, the way how it was filmed, it's so believable, it's so realistic, and it's so dramatic from the inside. It brings so many emotions in you that I gotta upload, you know, to the movie, because it's just so honest. Like, you know, they showed it so honestly without... It's also, you know, the Joker figure, it got a little bit romanticized. I'm not sure if this is a correct word to use, but it got... I would use romanticized. I hope you can understand what it means. But like Joker, we're showing him as like this cool gangster guy, right? But they here show that he's actually a very, very broken man. And he has been broken since he was a kid, since he was very little, and since he was like treated in a terrible way since his like very young age, right? We show that he's unhappy, and not just unhappy, but he's miserable, and he has been miserable all his life. And the only person who was right by his side was his mother, who actually was the reason in the beginning why he got so broken. You know, I don't say that I approve that, of course I don't, but it makes sense to me, you know, why he became who he is. And the fact that they actually showed how he got there, it's quite, you know, I can see the connection. And this is the thing which I think like the most hit me, is that, you know, if only people were nicer, if only people were a little bit kinder to each other, it wouldn't be happening. But instead they kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and it's just got out of hands. So we just need, like, this is, I watched this movie and I just want to be much more kind to everyone, because you never know, it might be you who push the person over the edge, you know. So we just need to be very kind. And the movie is amazing. I love how they tied it down with Wayne's family. I think this is amazing. I think this is what you're looking in the movie. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be rewatching Joker anytime soon, because it's just, the movie is very emotionally strong that I feel like I need some time to adjust after it and sit and think, rethink my whole life. But this is what good movies are for. So if you want to see my full-length reaction video, follow my Patreon, the link is on the video, and it's also in the description. Also, please don't forget to subscribe, press like, and comment what you think about my reaction, and what do you think about Joker movie. Also, I want to say thank you to my patrons, and I want to have a special shout-out to the following patrons: Michael Meyer, Tim, Magnus Lee, Faceless Critic, and Nicholas Nelson. Thank you guys very much, and I'll see you very soon in my next videos. Bye-bye!